A proposal before Congress would tax the endowments of about 60 of the wealthiest private colleges and universities in the country. Close to 15% of those schools are in Massachusetts. WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
Privilege remains a buzzword on today's campuses, but for Julia Van, studying one recent evening in the Amherst College Library, it isn't something theoretical. The guilt, she says, started as soon as she arrived at school.
Knowing that I had as much food as I wanted a day at Val, I could turn up the heat as high as I wanted, just like little things that really shocked me about my day-to-day life.
Van came to Amherst from rural Ouray, Colorado. Her family income was low enough that the college gave her a full scholarship. All she has to cover, she says, are flights to and from school and her books. Van says getting used to a campus so divided on class lines has been an education in itself.
I grew up just hating anybody who had more money than me, as I think most low-income kids do. Like, you know, you're jealous when someone has a Lunchable and your mom packed you like some crummy PB&J.
As Van studied, she was surrounded by wall-sized images of then-President John F. Kennedy's 1963 visit to Amherst. The address he gave turned out to be his last in Massachusetts, and it shared some of Van's great themes. With Amherst's privilege, Kennedy said, comes responsibility.
What good is a private college or university unless it's serving a great national purpose?
A Kennedy-esque quid pro quo. Amherst could keep its private wealth so long as its graduates went on to share their advantages with the country at large. If Amherst College was privileged 50 years ago, today it's only more so. Its endowment tops $2 billion. That's more than $1 million for each of its 1,800 students. And there are some who feel that schools like Amherst haven't held up their end of the bargain.
These huge multi-billion dollar endowments are tax-free, but too many of these universities don't use the money to help with the tuition and student debt.
That was then-candidate Donald Trump on the stump, vowing to force private schools to lower their tuition or forfeit some of their wealth. It's not a new idea, and it doesn't always come from the political right. Massachusetts Democrats proposed an even larger endowment tax 10 years ago, but it was defeated on Beacon Hill. The tax seems like common sense to Mark Schneider. He's an expert on higher education who works at the American Institutes for Research.
$37 billion is a lot of money. Nobody needs that much money.
But that is the size of Harvard's endowment, the largest of any private university. 2 years ago, Schneider calculated that each student at Harvard got almost $50,000 of subsidies from taxpayers. Meanwhile, a UMass Amherst student got less than $10,000. And most students go to public schools that don't have such deep pockets.
50-some-odd percent of American students go to community colleges. 75% in bachelor degree programs go to the regional campuses. These schools are under-resourced and have the students with the greatest needs.
Many private colleges and universities say the proposed tax will hurt their chances of being affordable. Drew Faust, Harvard's president, said this week that its endowment isn't, quote, locked away in some chest, it's out in the world. Schneider actually doesn't like the House plan because it uses the revenue to offset other tax breaks instead of bolstering public education. And Amherst College president Biddy Martin agrees.
It's not connected to any effort to ensure that institutions do more to create access and opportunity for lower and middle income students.
Martin says the tax would hit especially hard at Amherst, which relies more and more on endowment income to allow students like Julia Van to attend for free or cheap. Over the past 10 years, the total cost of an Amherst education has risen by about 22%. But over the same period, financial aid is up more than 70%.
And we're all very proud of that fact. It does mean that anything that lowers our revenue base also puts at risk the extent to which we can go in offering opportunity.
Amherst was founded in 1821 as a school for, quote, indigent young men of piety and talents. And Martin says that after years of accumulating wealth and prestige, it's trying, slowly, to get back to that mission. Student Julia Van says the school isn't perfectly comfortable for low-income students. There isn't always much community or support. Sometimes students like her have to rely on each other. But the school's focus on keeping prices affordable has changed her mind a bit about that big privilege question.
I think something Amherst has really taught me is that it's not the privilege you're born with, it's what you do with it.
Now, with others, Amherst College will seek to persuade Congress that it's doing the best it can with the privilege it has. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.